As nursing homes and other long-term care facilities struggle to control outbreaks, some states have decided to group infected people together. Rachel Cohen reports that model is now being used in one Idaho facility.
Twin Falls Manor is a newly transformed assistant living facility that will care for only patients who have been exposed to COVID-19 or who have symptoms. Other nursing homes can choose to send residents presumed to have the virus there to avoid outbreaks. Staff aren't allowed to work at other facilities to control the spread.
So what Twin Falls Manor provides is a way for us to treat and care for those residents in a situation where they won't have an impact on other residents.
That's John Gochner. He's the chief operating officer of the Pennant Group, a company that runs more than 100 long-term care facilities in the West. He said the facility worked closely with the state of Idaho to get this facility up and running.
And the state expedited that process so that we could admit our first patient on April 30th.
A spokesperson for Twin Falls Manor says as of Tuesday, one patient was waiting to be released, one was just admitted, and one will likely arrive today. When there's no longer a need, Gochner says Twin Falls Manor, which has 80 beds, will transition to serving non-COVID-positive patients. In Twin Falls, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.